Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday afternoon, a Halloween Friday afternoon here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Pepe hanging with you guys. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Ravens' win over the Miami Dolphins and what it means for both teams going forward. We know what it means for Miami. It means their general manager is no longer employed, as they parted ways with Chris Greer earlier this afternoon. But it also means that Mike McDaniel will remain as the head coach until the end of the regular season, at least until the end of the regular season. That according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. So Mike McDaniel will not be let go during the season. They're going to play out the rest of the season and evaluate afterwards his status as Dolphins head coach. But Chris Greer, the general manager, no longer holding that role, as Champ Kelly, their senior personnel executive, will be serving as the interim GM ahead of Tuesday's NFL trade deadline. So Nick will talk about all of what we saw last night and the ramifications going forward to begin the 4 o'clock hour. Later on in this segment, we'll hear from our baseball aficionado, Jake Hassan, and Tyler Morales with their bets for game 6 in the World Series. That'll be coming up in a little bit here shortly. But wanted to break down the popular NFL and college football sides that we have this weekend. And of course, we'll start with the NFL, where the fifth most popular bet this week in the NFL is the Denver Broncos +1.5 against the Houston Texans. Now, this is interesting because like you look at like the X's and O's and how you think about the game. You see the Broncos pass rush against the Houston Texans offensive line and you say, wow, major mismatch. And that is the correct thinking. That is a major mismatch. However, I also look at the other side of the ball. And here's Bo Nix against the Houston Texans defense. If there's anything that Houston does really, really well, it is defense. Not just the pass rush. The secondary is also really good. And the linebackers are also pretty good as well. Like that Houston defense, it hasn't gotten the love that they deserve because the team has been struggling. And this is kind of like a playoff game for Houston. When you look at where they're sitting in the standings and the potential tiebreakers that we could be talking about late in December and early in January, this to me feels like a playoff game for the Houston Texans. They're at home, coming off of the win against the 49ers. I think Bo Nix in this offense is going to struggle against this Texans defense. Like this is like a complete 180 compared to what they saw last Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Like here's the Cowboys defense, can't get pressure, they can't cover, they can't do anything. Here's the Texans defense, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter. Secondary that's really, really good. Like these guys are legit, especially at home on that fast track on the field turf. If I had to bet this game, I would be on the opposite side of where most of the bets are coming in. I would lay the 1.5 with the Houston Texans. Now, you could tease Denver up to 7.5 because I do think 1.5 feels like a pretty solid number. So teasing Denver up to 7.5 makes a lot of sense. Like, is Houston going to win this by margin? I don't really think so. But playing on ways to like find like Houston Texans future stuff, like Houston to make the playoff, that's around like plus 200. Like, that to me feels like a solid bet ahead of Sunday's game. Because I think if they win this game, there's a chance that they might get in. Maybe we get two AFC South teams in the playoffs. Like, I don't think it's like set in stone that Denver's going to be in. Like, I know they're playing well and they have a pretty good record, but like, they lose this game, all of a sudden things get a little bit weird because they still have games against Kansas City on deck as well as the Chargers. So I don't think it's like all the way locked in that the Broncos will be a playoff team. This game, though, will go a long way in deciding which one of these teams will be in the AFC wild card picture. The fourth most popular side comes Monday night with the Dallas Cowboys laying 2.5. And it is important to note the news that we got earlier this afternoon. Jacoby Brissett was taking the first team reps for the Arizona Cardinals today at practice, looking like another Jacoby Brissett game as a Kyler Murray, the guy who owns AT&T Stadium pretty much. Like, Kyler, it's like the fun fact that everybody tosses around anytime that Kyler Murray goes down there to face the Cowboys. Like, he's never lost a game dating back to high school in AT&T Stadium. Like, they call it Jerry World, maybe call it Kyler World. Because whether it's at Allen, Texas, where he was a star quarterback and high school football legend in the state of Texas, or at Oklahoma when he's running around there in the Big 12 title game. And ever since he's been an Arizona Cardinal, the Cardinals have not lost to the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. So I think that angle's been played quite a bit, but apparently the Cowboys have been played a little bit more, as the Cowboys are the fourth most popular side. If anything, like, if it ever got to 3, I would bet Arizona with Jacoby Brissett, because I don't think, based on how the Cardinals have been talking, I don't think there's like this massive drop-off from Kyler to Jacoby Brissett. In fact, like, it sounds like Jacoby Brissett's a way better leader than Kyler Murray. And that's not my words. Like, those are the players pretty much saying it. Like, saying like, oh man, Jacoby will hang out with us after practice and like get in extra work and etc. Like, he's not playing Call of Duty. Like, Jacoby Brissett is about his business. And like, what I know about Jacoby Brissett from people that I've talked to that have been associated with teams that he's been played for, like, he's like an A-plus human. Like, guys love Jacoby Brissett. So I feel like the Cardinals are really locked in with Brissett at quarterback. And if he's going to be starting, which all indications are here on this Friday, that Brissett's likely going to be the starter on Monday, I think it's Cardinals or pass. And if we ever got to 3, I would bet the Arizona Cardinals Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys. Number 3 is the New England Patriots laying 5.5. That's the third most popular bet this week in the NFL. The big news with this game is that Michael Penix Jr. is no longer on the injury report for the Atlanta Falcons. Penix is good to go, as is their wide receiver Drake London. Both those guys missed last Sunday's game in the embarrassing loss to the Miami Dolphins. I like Atlanta plus the 5.5. I do. Like, I think the Falcons can cover this number. I think the Falcons are actually kind of live to win this game. And maybe I'm just the idiot that keeps betting against the Patriots every week, as I bet against them last week with Cleveland. That didn't go well. But here I am lining up once again, betting against the New England Patriots. In my mind, I feel like I'm upgrading them, but for some reason, I just can't catch up to what their rating is in the market. But like, I just think this is a couple too many points for New England. I mean, they closed, 6.5-7 against the Cleveland Browns? Is it really like a 1.5 point difference between Atlanta and Cleveland? Like, does that make sense to anyone? And I say all that while realizing that the market's also upgrading New England, but I think we're getting a little bit too crazy with that upgrade. And I do love the fact that this is a bet on a Falcons team that's coming off an embarrassing loss. Like, I like that aspect. Like, if there was ever a week where they were locked in throughout the preparation and practice and in the film room, this would be that week. So I like getting the Falcons off of that embarrassing loss to Miami. So give me the 5.5 with Penix back in the fold and Drake London back in the starting lineup as well. The second most popular side in the NFL is the Indianapolis Colts laying 3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, this is Colts week. Like, it just feels like it. It does. And everyone since Monday has been talking about Jonathan Taylor MVP. The Colts are one of the juggernauts in the AFC, one of the contenders, best record in the NFL, Shane Steichen Coach of the Year, Tyler Warren Offensive Rookie of the Year. Like, everyone's in on the Indianapolis Colts. And everyone's out on the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's usually the time to do the opposite. Like, I have not placed this bet yet because I just, I don't know if I could stomach it after what happened last Sunday night, betting on the Steelers plus 3.5. And then like they looked good through one half. And it's like, hey, the Steelers are covering. Look at this. And then they fell apart. If I had to bet the game, it actually would be on Pittsburgh at plus 3. I just feel like we're just getting a little over our skis here with the Indianapolis Colts love. And I was listening to the Bill Simmons podcast actually earlier this morning, just because he had Peter Schrager on. I'm always interested to see what Schrager hears from around the league and what those guys are talking about in NFL circles. And they were talking about, hey, man, wow, can you believe that Indianapolis is only 3 against Pittsburgh? And, oh, I think the Colts are going to win this by 20. Like, and that's not to throw shade or make fun of them, because we all have our opinions and we all have been right before. We've all been wrong before. But, like, based on people talking like that, that just tells me, hey, man, like, now's not the time to be buying Indianapolis. Like that's like, because it feels like the prevailing thought is that, wow, the Colts should win this game rather easily. Usually in the NFL, when a game is being talked about that way, that's when it's time to run the other way, or at least not bet the game. So if I had to bet the game, it would be on the Steelers side, fading what a lot of people want to do this week, which is laying the 3 with the Indianapolis Colts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And then finally, the most popular bet this week in the NFL in terms of the sides for a ticket count at BetMGM is the Detroit Lions laying 8.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. Now, this to me feels like people are looking to fade the news that we've been getting throughout this week. And Kevin O'Connell and this quarterback situation and the awkwardness of the whole deal. Carson Wentz looks like he's going to be having surgery some point soon. J.J. McCarthy, hey, he practiced all week long. He's going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday. We'll see what J.J. McCarthy can do. But, man, I don't know if I want to be taking 8.5, and I'm not even sure if I want to lay 8.5. That just seems like the right number to me. And I think people are just kind of getting a little bit too crazy with the massive movement in fading Minnesota. Like, to me, I actually don't have a strong opinion about this game. I think if anything, you can tease the Detroit Lions down to 2.5, which is a much different number than the 8.5. And that's how I would look to bet it, because I think the Lions are going to win, but I don't know if they're going to cover 8.5, since Minnesota might be getting a little bit healthier, especially at defense with Andrew Van Ginkel coming back, and they might be able to have both of their offensive tackles in Christian Darrisaw and Brian O'Neill. Those guys might be able to play. KOC seemed optimistic about their availability. So if those guys go, I think maybe the Minnesota Vikings actually have a fighting chance against the rival Detroit Lions. Real quick in college football before we bring on Tyler Morales and Jake Hassan to give out their World Series bets. Fifth most popular bet is Cincinnati plus 10. Fourth most popular is Rice plus 14. I actually like the Rice bet tonight, the old sandwich spot against Memphis. Third most popular, Texas laying 2.5 against Vandy. Second most popular is Tennessee laying 2.5 against Oklahoma. And then the most popular bet over at BetMGM is Ohio State laying 19.5 against Penn State. I don't like the side in that game. I like the under. I don't know how Penn State scores, but I don't think Ohio State is going to be lighting up that Penn State defense either. So give me the under between Ohio State and Penn State. But let's bring on our baseball aficionado, Jake Hassan, and Tyler Morales to give us their best bets for tonight's Game 6 in the World Series. Jake, we'll give you first word as our baseball guy on the program. Do the Blue Jays get it done and close out the Dodgers tonight, or do we get a Game 7 Saturday night?
Going to do my best Family Feud here. I think the Dodgers win tonight. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is on an insane run. Madison Bumgarner 2016, Steven Strasburg 2019. I think the Dodgers win tonight, and I think they win tomorrow too. I still think they win the series. If you have nothing on the Dodgers or you want to hedge some Blue Jays, I think 2-1 series price is not a bad bet.
Hell yeah. Wow. That would be a heartbreaker for Rob Pizzola and all of our friends who are Toronto Blue Jays fans. Tyler, do you agree or do you think the Blue Jays get this thing done? Oh, Tyler, you're muted. We do not have audio for Tyler Morales. Big brother's cutting him off here. we do not. Maybe we'll get Tyler's audio at some point later on in the program. I'm assuming we'll have it for when Nick Costos is money, when he's making that impassioned plea to get his $20 Rico Hoey bet in. But yeah, we'll hear from Tyler later on to see who he likes. But Jake is rolling with the Dodgers and Yamamoto tonight and tomorrow night in a Game 7 at the Rogers Center. Nick Costos joins us next on the other side to recap what we saw last night, Thursday Night Football, with the Ravens win over the Miami Dolphins.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.